Edward Said was an intelligent, talented, and controversial man whose passion was as perceptible as the hum from a bright neon sign whenever we interviewed him. There also seemed to be a tinge of sadness. Professor Said died this week of leukemia at the age of 67. He was a respected scholar and literary critic for many years at Columbia University. He was also, as he once put it, a man who lives two quite separate lives as a proponent of the Palestinian people, serving for many years as a member of the Palestinian National Council. He'd been born into a prosperous family in Jerusalem, moved to Cairo, and then was sent to a prep school in Massachusetts. "I have never been at home anywhere," he once wrote, and said that his feeling of dispossession deepened his identity with Palestinians among whom he'd been born. He criticized the Ayatollah Khomeini for issuing an edict to assassinate Salman Rushdie. He called the terrorist Abu Abbas a degenerate. And yet he often refused to condemn specific acts of terrorism, saying they were impelled by a powerful feeling of dispossession. When we interviewed him about his 1999 autobiography, Out of Place, Mr. Said said that he had a family and friends and pursuits that he cherished, but perhaps he felt closest to an idea expressed by Joseph Conrad.
Conrad, the writer whom more closely than anyone I've followed and written about and identified myself with, I mean, he's a much greater writer than I am, but still, there's a passage in Heart of Darkness, he says, where we live as we dream alone. And I think it's a fundamental truth that we do, which doesn't mean that one can't, as I say, have other connections and other relationships of a very deep and intimate sort. Mm-hmm. But that sense of aloneness, yes, is, I think, what in the end one has.
Mr. Said had another life altogether in music. He was a skilled pianist, professional quality in the estimation of his friend, Daniel Barenboim, the conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, who is, of course, an Israeli. The two men had a long-standing friendship that was instilled by a mutual love of music, but refreshed by their fascination and regard for one another. The two men put together symposia in which young Palestinian and Israeli musicians played together. The young musicians began with Bach and Beethoven, eventually. They would share their own compositions and then their own thoughts and feelings about the lands and lives that touched each other.
We're both passionate about music, so there's that. The other thing is that I don't think the business of being a stranger is as confining as it sometimes seems. It just means that you can feel at home in different environments rather than exclusively in one. Mm-hmm. I think that's what gives vitality to a friendship, that it isn't just the Arab and the Israeli or the Palestinian and the Israeli, but all these other things.
Edward Said, who died this week at the age of 67.